you're on live.
Hello.
Hey, Owen, it's Gail at Local Splash. I am sorry about that. Everything just went down. I think some days it would be better to be working with a welder that doesn't rely on the internet.
Still relies on electricity, though. Everything does.
True. I appreciate your patience. And Doug did tell me that you called back inbound. I was texting with him from my cell phone while I was waiting for my computer to come back up. And refresh my memory. We were in the middle of something and I forgot where we were at.
I was just telling you to make sure somewhere in there it could say that I'm open to any project. Just call me and talk about it.
Yes. Awesome. Okay. That's perfect. And I didn't lose that. All right. Now, I was looking here. Oh, actually, let me pop back over here. I noticed you have an Angie's or maybe it was a Home Advisor link. Is that a service that you're using currently?
Yeah.
Okay, awesome. And how's it going for you with Angie's?
It's been going pretty good. I've gotten a couple jobs, probably broke even, but a lot of that was the place I was telling you that kept sending me chain link sent things.
Gotcha. All right.
Most of them kind of a letdown.
No, are you on pay per lead or are you on a, they've got you on a year long thing?
It's a year long, I think. Yeah.
Gotcha. Okay. All right. And then are you having to pay per lead on top of that or no?
They were for each phone call that I accepted, yeah.
Oh, wow. Okay. All right. So, wow. They really got you.
Why I wasn't accepting much of them, because I realized after the first few that they were all for chain link fences, and I was like, this is a waste of money.
Yeah, no kidding. How long ago did you sign up?
Just couple months ago, right when I started doing this stuff, I was just looking around for sites that I could get my name out there to.
Gotcha. Okay. Well, on the other side of that coin, I think you're going to be really happy on the first page of Google. One, of course, we don't send those leads out to your competitors. They only go to you. And then people have the ability to just click and call you directly. So one of the inherent problems with the Angie's service and how the leads come through is if I'm looking for your services, I have to go through their web form. And by the time I get through the web form and it goes out to you and your competitors, usually I'm kind of cooled off at that point and not quite so ready to buy. First page is Google. People call you right in the moment when they're looking for your services. So you get to talk to them right away when they're interested, talk about their project, and you know, arrange to come out and take a look at what they've got if you need to, things like that. So you actually end up getting them, you know, while they're still ready and hot and wanting to have you do work for them. I know there was something else I was going to ask you about. Do you do, like metal cutting? I mean, could you take a chunk of metal and cut out a shape? Like, I see a lot of,
So I've figured this would happen a lot. So I used to work for a machine shop about a year ago and I've been talking to them and they said that they can cut stuff. Obviously I'll have to pay them and source it out, but they can make stuff like that for me. I can't do it in my shop, but I work next to my shop is probably 5 miles from this machine shop I'm talking about. So I can have them make something for me. And then
we can go. Okay. Is that something that you'd like me to list as part of your services?
Yeah, you can say that I could cut, yeah, for sure.
Okay. So would I just say metal cutting, or how would I word that?
We'll say metal cutting and CNC, or no, don't do CNC. We'll do just mill work.
Millwork. Okay. Awesome. All right. I've got that in there too. Perfect. So, oh, and you definitely make a great fit for the listing. And you're definitely qualified for it. So let me go ahead and get pricing for you. Now, being that you're pretty new in business, I can apply some credits to your account. And that's going to help you get a little bit lower too. Are you using Facebook at all?
No, I'm not.
Okay, no problem. It's one of the places that we could... Okay.
But yeah, I was planning on actually getting a Facebook website started for me here soon.
Awesome. Okay. Well, so I'm going to give you a couple of different options. Both are great starter packages. One is a little bit lower priced than the other. So based on the local map programming, getting you to show up in that map section when someone is searching for your services. So that one, let me pull up. So I've got to pull up retail and then I'll apply your credits to it. So our pricing is on a month to month basis, meaning we don't lock you into a contract. So we just really don't believe in it. We feel that if we're doing our job, which of course we intend to do, then there's no need to wrangle you into a contract. I hope that's right. Something that's okay with you.
Yeah, perfect.
Okay, all right, super. And then it is on a flat monthly rate, never anything more. So regardless if you bring in 20 new jobs or 120 new jobs and you're hiring more guys, it's your pricing is all the same. It never changes. Cool. So let's see what we got from Michigan. So normal retail is $399 a month. And then there's a one-time $299 setup. But let me apply your credits here. That's actually, I got to double check that. It just doesn't look right. Okay, I guess it is. I double checked and it's still taking it. So it looked like it took off more than I expected it to. So that actually brings your monthly down to $199. So it took $200 off there. And then on your setup, it took $200 off there too. So it makes your setup just $99. Yeah. And then, so the $99 is a one time only. You'll never see or hear from it again. So then it is just that flat $199. And actually, well, it looks like my tech pinged me back when my system went down and it just popped in. We do have openings over on our tech side too. So we can build a website for you. It'll be on a .com domain name that you like, something that works for your business, depending on, you know, what's available. And we'll build the site for you. We'll build it so that it's Google compliant and optimized. And it'll be all about first class fabrication, your contact info, your photos. If you want to do, we can do before and afters. We could just do product. Entirely up to you.
Okay.
I hear your pup barking.
Yeah.
Howled.
He's always being noisy.
Sounds like mine. He is. I got the quiet one out of the litter, but he's got something to say about just about everything.
Oh yeah.
How old?
He's actually getting old now. I've had him since. Shoot, probably 8. I think he's 8 now, maybe 9.
Okay. Well, he's still got a ways to go, though.
Oh, yeah. A good few years.
Yeah. Ago. Awesome. Awesome. I don't know what we would do without our dogs. back to your website. So we'll build it so it's Google compliant and optimized, and we'll also host it and maintain it for you so you don't have to worry about knowing how to do website design or website work. You'll be able to go in anytime you like and make changes if you want to, but if you don't have time or you just don't feel like it, all you have to do is let us know. And we don't charge for that. It's just our gift to the partnership to help you out. And then we'll do any changes that you need as we go. And then, so Now that is the local map programming, covers your website, also will get you out to all of the directories besides. So Yelp, Yahoo, MapQuest, Bing, Chamber of Commerce. I know I'm forgetting a bunch. There are up to about 60 different directories. So we'll get you out there too. Yeah, I know. Some of them you've probably heard of, like Kudzu is one of them I just remembered, but there are some that I had never even heard of before. So we make sure we get you out to all the major ones and then even some of the lesser known ones. So now that alone sounds like that's really going to help you get your business kicked off, get you some good exposure, get those phones ringing, right?
Yeah, right.
Okay, awesome. And then, so the Facebook portion, if it's something that you want to consider, we can do it now, or we can even add it on later. So the Facebook ad purchases go in $100 increments. So for $100, we would buy $100 in Facebook ad credits for you each month. And then we write, run, and maintain those ads for you. So truly all you need to do is collect the inbound that results from them. And that would be added on to that $199, so it'd make you $299 a month to do the Facebook. Now, is that something that you want to consider for now, or do you want to add that on later?
Yeah, I think I'll just add that on later for now.
Okay. I think that sounds like a good option. The map programming is a great starter package, and it definitely gets those phones ringing for you. So I think that's a good spot for you too. And then when you're ready for more, and when you hire more people, or, however you expand, then we can come back and add the Facebook on. It's an easy add later on down the road.
Okay.
So should we go ahead and get you set up, Owen?
Yeah. I'd like
that. Okay. Awesome. So let me grab a couple of screens here, and I'm going to gather some information from you, and we'll get your onboarding call set up. And that's actually just a phone conversation with your technician. And what they'll do is, first and foremost, quality control. We want to do one more double check to make sure that I intook all of your information accurately. And then the two of you can talk about what you want or don't want on your website. They'll show you how to get photos over to us. You'll also have access to an area on our system where you can log in anytime in real time and see how many clicks and calls you're getting and where those searches were performed from. So all kinds of information in there for you.
Uh-huh.
All right. And Owen, what is your last name, please?
Ottinger, O-T-T-I-N-G-E-R.
O-G-T-I-N-G-E-R.
Yes.
Okay, perfect. And on the credit card that you're using today, Owen, does your middle initial appear or just first and last?
I was actually on my way to my truck, and there's my wallet. I will tell you here shortly.
No problem. I know I've always got to check my, I can never remember on mine. Some do, some don't.
It and, does have the middle initial, yes. M.
Okay. M. Gotcha. Thank you.
M for mouse. Well, Mitchell actually is what it's for.
is that your nickname?
No, I was just saying M as in mouse.
Oh, Mitchell, oh, M like mouse.
I should have said M as Mitchell.
No worries. Actually, a good friend of ours' nickname is Mouse, so it wasn't like it was even out of place that you would say it. That's where my mind first went, was, oh, cool. Oh, my gosh. I think our family has a nickname for everybody, I swear. Mine, you can't tell anybody. My nickname is Gertrude. And apparently, it's after a goose in some children's storybook that I don't even remember. So, for whatever that's worth. All right, Owen. And what is your email address, please?
Ottinger, O-T-T. I-N-G. Actually, let me, I forgot. I started the email for my company. It's First Class Fabrication 2022.
books 2022@gmail.com. Beautiful. And I'm glad you respelled your last name because I realized I had a typo in there. So OTTIMGER.
Yes.
Gotcha. Somehow I had a G in there. I mean, in the beginning of it.
Oh,
I had O, I had OG and then continued on. All right. So I'm going to send you a couple of emails. The first one is just informational and it's on that dashboard and analytics area that I mentioned to you. There we go. And that one's on its way to you. And then the next one I'm going to send you, I've got to adjust it down so that it's got your discounts in there. And by the way, you are locked in for life with those discounts. So even, you know, 10 years down the road or 5 years down the road when you're rocking and rolling and cooking with gas and you've got 10 guys working for you, you're still locked in at that price. So it won't go up on you later.
Awesome.
So that one, yeah. So that one is the exact price and package that you're getting. So that you've got that in writing. And then I've got your phone number as 616-617-3139.
Yes.
All right. And is that also your business number?
Yes. For now, yes.
Okay. Perfect. Perfect. And, you know, it's perfectly okay. I honestly can't remember the last time I set somebody up who wasn't using their cell as their business number. It's just kind of, it's just easier that way.
Right, for sure. Everyone's got their phone on them now, you know, it's just like.
Exactly. And, we keep our numbers anymore too. I was born and raised in Wisconsin and my cell phone is actually a Wisconsin number. But I live in Colorado, and I have since 2006, 2007. So I've been here long enough, I would probably qualify for a Colorado number. But it's where everybody knows how to find me, so I just keep the old number.
Uh-huh.
Okay, and I'm grabbing some links and other info that your tech is going to need. All right, and then company name, First Class Fabrication. Now, is there an Inc. or an LLC behind that, Owen?
No, I was actually looking into getting it finalized.
Okay. All right, no problem. And then are you at 10283 South Mason Drive?
Yes.
Perfect. And is that a home address also?
Yes. Right now,
okay.
I'm working on my pole barn.
Gotcha. All right. Hey, that's the perfect place.
Uh-huh. Pretty nice, actually. It's got a nice big sliding door so we can bring in and out big, pretty big stuff. So.
Oh, you bet.
Absolutely.
My cousin runs a welding and fab shop in Wisconsin. And he does a lot of work for the local farmers. So, like a tooth will break on like a harvester or, well, even on their plows. And they call him to fix those too. Ooh, is that something you want me to put on there?
I was planning on talking to my uncle who does plowing this winter, just ask him if he ever needs help. So that was one of the things I was thinking about.
Perfect. Now, should we list that as one of your services, too? I'm not sure how we'd list it. Maybe farm implements or...
farm equipment or... what was the other thing we talked about, too?
Farm equipment repair.
We said something right after farm equipment, but...
Like the teeth on the plows, harvester.
Oh yeah, the plowing, I meant like snow plow actually.
Oh, gotcha. Okay. So work. How do we want to say that? Snow plow repair. Here we go.
Yeah.
And I'll say repair and welding. Cool. I'm glad we thought of a couple extra services for you.
Aww.
All right. And then, so what I'm going to do too, and well, actually, it's up to you. Normally, if you're using a home address as your business address, there's nothing wrong with that, and Google doesn't share. But if you don't want people to know where you live, we can leave mm-hmm. your street address off of your Google business profile.
Oh, that's all right. I'd like a menorah, actually.
Okay. Okay, no problem. I know some people do and some people don't, so no worries.
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Let me make a note here. So I'm going to tell them, because they'll recognize to our team, Will, that it's a home address. So I'm going to say, go ahead and publish. There we go. Now they'll know to publish it for you, too. Okay. Oh, did those two emails make it to you, Owen?
Oh, let me look. I've got to switch my Gmail over to my business account.
No problem. And while you do that, I'm actually going to send you a couple of texts. Awesome. Good. They're making it through. Okay. So let me pop over to another screen. And I'm going to send you a couple of text messages. The first one is my direct contact information, which it sounds like you tried calling me when my system was down. So you knew how to get in anyway. But then you'll have my direct extension in your phone, too. And then, so I am the lead on your account. If you ever have questions or problems or aren't getting the help you need, definitely reach out and let me know. If it's something I can't help you with personally, I'll hand walk you to who can. Okay?
Okay. Sounds good.
And then I'm also sending you customer service contact. That's actually where you'll reach your technician. And truly, you'll probably talk to them more than you will to me, but mm-hmm. I want you to have both anyway. And then let's get your onboarding call scheduled. So I like to set these at your earliest convenience, so whenever your schedule allows. And we block out an hour for the call just in case you need extra, you know, if you have extra questions or if they need to show you around anything. But it usually only takes 25 to 30 minutes. Mm-hmm. So let me look at tomorrow. Tomorrow, it looks like, let me see. We've got something just about every hour on the hour starting at 10 o'clock in the morning, your time, and going all the way through 6 o'clock.
Do you have 3:30?
I have to do right on the top of the hour, so we could do 3 okay. or 4.
4 would be better for me.
You got it. Let me grab that appointment, and then I'll build that calendar appointment, and I'll send that over to you, too. That way it'll be on your calendar. Okay, and this one, whoops. I tried to copy, and I did a paste instead. Oops. I hate it when I do that. Okay, do a quick update here. There we go. So I'm also kind of skimming through, making sure I don't have any typos either that I can see. All right, that all looks good. Okay. One more time. There we go. Okay, so there's one more email on the way to you. This one, the subject line is Local Splash CIE. And when that one gets there, if you'd go ahead and open that up, and it'll be a calendar invite, so there should be a yes, no, maybe option. If you would go ahead and hit the yes, that'll hold your appointment for you. And then while you do that, I'm going to pop that in another spot. We actually have to put the calendar appointment in three different places. Here we go. Is it working for you?
Yeah, I just had the, it's making me put in my password to, like, confirm it.
Oh, sign into Google, I bet. Yep. Okay.
Yep.
And then let's see. I'm going to make a couple more notes here while you're doing that. And then just let me know when that cooperates with you. Sometimes, you know, it's at its leisure.
I'm actually trying to remember all the passwords I have, and I'm going through them.
Isn't that the truth? Oh, my gosh. I couldn't tell you. I actually had to keep a spreadsheet of passwords because it's just crazy. And then the sites that ask you to change them every once in a while, that drives me nuts. And Owen, for us to contact you, do you prefer phone, text, or email?
Probably, honestly, any email.
Okay. No problem. And then, I don't want to goof you up with your passwords, so you just tell me if you need me to hold on. What do you want to show for your hours of operation?
More off clock. Right now I'm still full time. I'm looking to get out of it as soon as I start making profit here, but,
gotcha.
Right now about 3 to 9 at night, but 3 p.m. tonight. But then we can really schedule any time because this is my first priority. So if they can just call, we can schedule a time, get it figured out. I'll just make sure I'm free at that point.
Well, should we list more normal business hours? That way, if somebody does call in, like, say, at 8 o'clock in the morning, it's common anymore, you know, folks who work in the trades, like most of my family, I've got carpenters and welders, and it's just crazy. Anyway, it's common now for you to have your hands full of something. You might be welding and just not be able to pick up the phone, so it would be okay for them.
We'll go with 7 to 4.
You got it. And do you want to say Monday through Friday, Monday through Saturday?
We'll go Monday through Saturday.
You got it. And then, Owen, did you want payment integration on your website? And I got your response on the calendar. Thank you. It worked. Perfect. So,
I reset my password and must have just did it for me. So that's
nice. Now you'll have to jot it down so you don't forget it again later, because...
I made it one that's like 80% of my password, so I shouldn't forget.
Good. Awesome. I know. We've all got our go-tos, don't we? Or variations of our go-tos. It's like, wait, did that have an exclamation point on it or not?
Since it was my business account, and I was like, all right, I'll make it. I should have known that I would forget.
I do it all the time. Payment integration, so the ability to accept payment from your customers on your website. There's no additional charge for us to set it up, and we can take, or well, we can set up. I know I'm missing some, but we do the major ones, PayPal, Venmo, Cash App, and I'm pretty sure there are between 3 and 4 other ones.
I have Cash App already, and then I'll set up a Venmo, because it seems like a lot of people do that, too.
Yeah, it's amazing how some places have two or three different ones. And I guess that helps. All right, so I'll put Cash App and Venmo. All right, so that all looks good. Doing one more skim through here to make sure I got it all. Oh, I know. I sent you another text. Again, informational. It's a link to more information about the call tracking. So we'll install a tool on your website that'll track how many clicks and calls you're getting and where those searches were performed from. So that's more info on that. And then I remembered there is another optional item. No additional cost for it. It's our Splash app. So it's an app that you would download from the Play Store, and it installs on your existing cell phone, doesn't do anything with that cell phone number, but it does use that cell signal to send and receive calls. So what a lot of our clients will do is they'll use the app phone number. So the app itself has its own phone number, and it'll be one that's local to you. So people, you know, don't get confused and think it's a Wisconsin number or whatever. So it'll be local to you. And then they use that as their business number so that they can kind of keep their personal and business separated. Is that something that you'd be interested in?
Yeah, actually, that'd be nice.
Okay, awesome. I'm going to put you in for that. And then I'm going to send you another text with a link. So it's...
On that app, it would just pop up with like a phone call like normal when people are calling me. But it would be...
So the app itself would open up and tell you that you have an inbound phone call. And then
Like a normal phone call.
Yep, exactly. And then the other cool thing too, as you grow and add employees on, if, you know, maybe you've got guys that are out in the field a lot or, you know, working off-site, you can have them download the app also. We can issue them their own unique phone number for their app, but tied to your account. That way, they don't have to have another cell phone. You don't have to pay for their cell phone plans. And if you have to fire somebody, it's inevitable. At some point you will. All you have to do is let us know, and we'll immediately stop or cut off their access to that line. So you wouldn't lose those clients because they won't have whoever. Yeah, they won't have Joe Dirt's actual cell phone number. So there's no charge for any additional lines. So, you know, feel free, however many you need, just let us know. And I'm going to send you another link. This one is actually an application that you'll want to fill out later when you have a couple of minutes. The app is technically still in beta testing, although we rolled it out, I think it's 4 or 5 months ago. It's been a little bit. They're coming toward the tail end, but they're asking everybody just to fill out an app so that they have all the info they need to get you in there. And then also because it's routed to a different department. So I just sent that over to you by text. And let's see. I think we're just about caught up. We're looking good. So I'm going to go ahead and set up your subscription. Make sure I've got discounts in there for you. And of course it's got to think. I wish it thought as fast as I did. They never seem to move fast enough. I suppose maybe I shouldn't be pining for the day that they make them think as fast as we do. They might outthink me. I should probably zoom out. What's that?
They're already starting to make stuff like that. It's crazy. Elon Musk.
Yeah, it is insane. Some of the things, there is, actually a lot of artificial intelligence going on. It's just, It's mind blowing for sure. Mm-hmm. Okay, Owen. And then on the credit card that you're using, does the company name appear also, or just your first and last, or and middle initial?
Pardon me. Sorry. What was that first part?
Is the company name on that credit card?
No.
Okay. And then I assume the billing must go to your South Mason Drive address.
Yes.
Okay. And is that Master, Visa, Amex, or Discover today?
It is a Capital One, so Master.
Master. All right. And I'm ready for those digits whenever you are.
It is 5178 05. The second set was 0596.
There we go. Okay.
The third set is 1787.
Got it.
8021.
All right. And what's the expiration, please, Owen?
1226.
Okay. And then the security code, please.
568.
Got it. What breed of dog do you have?
Blue nose pit bull.
Oh, awesome. I love the pitties. I'm not familiar with the blue nose though. Do they really have like a bluish nose?
No, they actually, well, he had blue eyes when he was, like his first year when he was a puppy, and then they changed to brown, but they actually, it goes off of their eyes when they're young.
Oh, I'll be darned. That's interesting. I'm going to have to go look them up. My daughter is a dog trainer, and she absolutely loves training pits, and she's always talking about the bad rap that they get, and I have to agree. I have never met a pit that was in any way ill-mannered or bad-tempered. It's all in the training and the upbringing.
He doesn't like other animals. He's kind of skittish around them. He wants to growl and get mad, but with people, he's always, even babies, he's always just been super nice. So we'll give him a little way, walk away.
That's awesome. That's awesome. What's his name?
Zeus.
Zeus. I love that. That's an awesome name for a dog. Okay, and Owen, you should have actually two more emails on the way to you. The one that we need is called Local / Initial Invoice. And I'll just kind of walk you through that one. It's actually a written version of what I'm going to read to you in just a minute.
Uh-huh.
Let me know when that one gets there.
I think I'm reading it, yep.
Okay, awesome. So about four sentences in is a click here to accept button.
Maybe I'm not reading that.
There should be, should be two.
Click here to accept.
There we go. And then when that page opens, scroll all the way to the bottom, and there should be a box that'll ask you to check, and it'll ask you to type your name as it appears, so with capital letters and the middle initial M and everything. And then if we did everything right, it should take you to a login screen. And that login, you don't have the credentials yet. So that one, you don't have to worry about remembering.
Right. I'm here, though.
Oh, it took you there. Okay, awesome. Make sure it updated on my end and behaved itself. Perfect. Okay, so now I'm actually required to read it to you. It's our voice verification, so it's required of us as Google Premier Channel partners, and it outlines the services that we're going to provide to you. So it is recorded, and it's attached to your file as an added form of protection for you. So in order to ensure the accuracy of your order and for the sake of the recording, please state the full name of the business as it should read on the first page of Google.
first-class fabrication.
Thank you. And please state your name and title within the business.
Owen Mitchell Ottinger, owner.
Thank you. And are you authorized to enter into this non-binding agreement on behalf of the business?
Yes.
And are you the authorized user on the billing of this account?
Yes.
In order to ensure the accuracy of your order and to get the best results, it is important that you are actively involved in your campaign. Do you agree to be responsive within 24 business hours to phone calls, emails, and text messages coming from Local Splash?
Yes.
In hiring Local Splash as your certified marketing representative, do you agree to disclose any additional online marketing efforts during the term of your non-binding agreement?
Yes.
Thank you. Your payment for the initial term and account setup will be charged on today's date, October 4th, 2022, in the discounted non-refundable amount of $298, the breakout of which is $199 for your first month and a one-time only $99 setup fee. Going forward, beginning November 4th, 2022, your flat rate is $199, to which there are no additional taxes, click fees, call fees, or charges of any kind. This is a recurring payment that will take place again on the 4th of every month. Should you choose to pause or discontinue for any reason, you may do so by contacting client support at least 3 days prior to the billing date. Do you understand and agree to these renewal and cancellation terms?
Yes.
Awesome. Thank you. And we are all set. We've got everything in there. Congratulations, Owen. I'm excited for you.
I know, me too. Thank you for getting a hold. Thank you for getting a hold of me. I'm glad you did.
Oh, you are very welcome. Any questions for me?
No, I think I'm good.
Okay. Awesome. And definitely, you know, down the road, if you need anything, don't hesitate to reach out. And when you're ready to grow some more, want to add the Facebook on, let me know that too, and we can get you all set there. Owen, I should ask you too, do you know anyone who doesn't do what you do that could use a service like this to help them grow their businesses?
I don't at the moment, but I will keep you in mind for sure.
Yeah, definitely. I'd be happy to help your friends or anybody else, you know, get their business going for them too.
Awesome. I will.
All right. Oh, I know there one more thing I need to note for you. So we never come back asking you for more money. Just know that your invoice will never be more than $199. And so when we list you out on the directories, Yelp is notorious for doing this. Couple of the others may too. They may call and offer you whatever package they have for their listing or boost the listing, things like that. Just know that one, it's not us asking, and two, you can accept or decline as you see fit, and it'll have absolutely no bearing on the work that we're doing. So don't let them think that you have to purchase something from them in order for you to show on the first page of Google or to help the work that we're doing. So I had them, but one of my clients a few weeks ago got suckered in, and he, three subscriptions deep, he finally called and he said, Gail, you guys keep calling me and asking me for more money. And I'm like, Frank, that wasn't us. So now I make sure that you know that ahead of time so that you don't get wrangled into something you don't want or don't need.
All right. Thank you.
You bet. And congratulations. I'm going to watch for you to pop up on that first page.
Yeah, awesome.
All right. You have a good rest of your day, Owen, and thank you.
Thank you. Have a good night.
You bet. You too. Bye-bye.